CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump is wasting no time putting his cabinet together. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Here in West Palm Beach, it really is full steam ahead and wanting to make these selections by the end of next week.
Trump has named billionaire Howard Lutnick to be Commerce Secretary. He's also chosen TV doctor Mehmet Oz to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. Prosecutors in Trump's hush money trial say they're willing to delay his sentencing until after his presidency. Legal analyst Jessica Levin.
We have never been here before. So what's happening is trying to sort out what happens next when the person convicted is the president-elect of the United States.
The State Department is downplaying Vladimir Putin's latest nuclear threat. Spokesman Matthew Miller.
We will continue to call on Russia to stop bellicose and irresponsible rhetoric.
Putin has said he was lowering his country's nuclear threshold. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a strong bounce back for this fall's bear harvest. According to a press release, bear hunters harvested nearly 4,300 bears during the five-week hunting season this fall, a significant increase over the nearly 3,000 that were harvested last year. Officials say that even though fewer bear hunting licenses were awarded this year, the hunter success rate went up by about 6% over the five-year average. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones had an especially strong season. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing information on antibiotics for Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week. According to a press release, DHS officials are reminding residents that antibiotics are only effective for treating bacterial infections and should not be used to treat some of the most common respiratory viruses that pop up as the weather cools down. Viruses like the flu, bronchitis, and COVID-19 cannot be treated with antibiotics, and taking antibiotics when infected with a virus, not bacteria, could potentially cause side effects. The city of Eau Claire has announced that Wednesday will be the last day of the regular season at the Green Waste Facility on Jeffers Road. According to a social media post, the facility is typically open from mid-April to mid-November and offers residents the chance to dispose of green waste like leaves and grass clippings on a pay-as-you-go or seasonal pass basis. The facility will be open until 6 p.m. on Wednesday. City officials also noted that the Green Waste Facility will reopen in late December for the Merry Mulch Christmas Tree Program. One person was killed in a fiery crash in Mondovi over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred on Saturday night when the vehicle driving on South Eau Claire Street left the roadway and crashed into the Buffalo River Bridge. When authorities responded to the scene, they arrived to find the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The 49-year-old driver was found deceased at the scene in the vehicle. Authorities have not shared the driver's identity, nor have they shared details on what may have caused the crash. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, you know, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. High only mid-30s. Lingering flurries Wednesday night, staying cloudy and blustery Thursday. Highs low 40s. Right now it's 48.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We will get you in. Just PS on the board and on the horn. Join us. I want to recap briefly what we talked about with Maggie Dawn. Overtime with Maggie Dawn. She sticks around on Tuesdays for a couple of segments to, you know, lighten the load and have some fun. And the topic today, now making the national news, not just the Washington Post, but also the Raw story. And you know when you made the Raw story, baby, you're getting famous. Here is what Matthew Chapman writes. Mega auditor of 2020 election lied to judge and violated attorney ethics, according to a report. Well, say it ain't so. Oh, yeah, you know who we're talking about. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice hired by GOP lawmakers in Wisconsin to audit, quote unquote, the results of the 2020 election committed major violations of attorney ethics, according to a blistering report released by state legal regulators. The Washington Post reported. That's our pal Patrick Marley. He used to be over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now at the Washington Post. Who are we talking about? Well, of course, Michael Gabelman, who backed Trump's conspiracy theories of stolen election, despite freely admitting not to have a, quote, comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work, caused extensive public drama throughout his special counsel investigation, at one point even threatening to arrest various local officials for not responding to his demands. He even recommended decertifying Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, which was not possible under the law. Eventually, Robin Voss, the state assembly speaker, grew tired of Gabelman's antics and dismissed him. Yeah, not after he went plowed through about $2 million.
It takes a lot to get Robin Voss to say that he's done.
Right. I don't have a comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work.
Huh.
So put that guy in charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only the best people.
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, it even to read it now, these years later, it just drives me nuts. I mean, the level of incompetence and purposeful incompetence. I mean, this dude knew, Voss knew, Megan knew, Trump knew. Who's investigating the 2024 election? Is there any? No? No? Hmm. Oh, that one's okay because Trump won. Okay, gotcha. Good to know. Good to know. The ethics report written by Donald Schott, S-C-H-T-T, of the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation uncovers even more evidence of wrongdoing, according to Patrick Marley at the Washington Post, and the Raw story quotes. The state office that oversees lawyers alleged former Justice Michael Gabelman filed false information with the judge, repeatedly engaged in dishonesty, unfairly disparaged a judge and an attorney, failed to perform competent legal work, did not follow the direction of his client, released confidential information, and lied to the lawyer who investigated him. The report further found that Gabelman, quote, didn't maintain investigative records properly and didn't appropriately respond to public records requests. When he was sued over his handling of public records, Gabelman accused the judge overseeing the case of being biased against him and not interested in right or wrong, a remark that was out of line with attorney conduct standards. Furthermore, Gableman failed to perform competent legal work by not following the records law. The state Supreme Court will ultimately assign a referee to look over the report and determine whether he'll face sanctions. That the state Supreme Court here in Wisconsin leans left these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an election, I believe, next year, right? Next spring?
Yes, we do. Coming up in the spring.
The next Wisconsin justice due to a retirement. So here is hoping they throw the book at Michael Gableman and his inept, corrupt, asinine effort to, you know, overthrow the election. You know, at least some people. And this guy, I mean, it was paid for by the taxpayer dollars, and he's not like criminally liable, which is also hard to believe. But he might lose his law license. Well, who's hiring this guy anyway besides Robin Voss? And Donald Trump. Because if anything happens to Matt Gaetz,
I mean,
Gableman's got to be first on that list.
I swear
to God. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So right now I'd like to, you know, lighten it up a little bit. And I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's not just me.
No.
It's not just me. Oklahoma, is this guy from Oklahoma? Ryan Walters.
That's the one.
According to the Oklahoman. This is from, looks like last week, November 15th. Ryan Walters says more than 500 Bibles purchased for Oklahoma public schools. Oh, really? He said last week that more than 500 Bibles have been purchased. The announcements, which did not provide specific details about how the Bibles were procured or how much the books cost, is the latest in a flurry of moves by Walters as he works to elevate his national profile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good timing, Walters. Republican President-elect Donald Trump is quickly filling out his incoming cabinet, and Walters' name has been mentioned by some national news outlets as a potential pick for education secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Or advisor.
Yeah, anyone who's been listening to Busted Pencils, you know that Dr. Tim Slecker is calling this one. He says before the week is out, Trump will have tapped Ryan Walters for Secretary of Education.
Oh, all right, man. When that happens, we'll get Tim back on. Yeah. That's right. Both Trump and Walters have called for the U.S. Department of Education to be abolished. Now, in a news release, again, this is last week, and we have updated on this, but we're going to, you know, lay it down for you folks.
Yeah.
Walters said the Bibles would be used in advanced placement government classrooms across the state. He said the move represented, quote, the first in the nation Bible purchase explicitly for use in schools as an academic and literary resource, and described the purchase as the first step toward providing Bibles for every classroom in the state. Now, the purchase was separate from a prior request proposal issued by the Oklahoma Department of Education for 55,000 Bibles. The request was originally tailored with specific requirements that few versions of Bible appear to meet. One exception.
Which one?
God Bless USA Bible endorsed by Donald Trump.
For $60 a pop, made in China for $3.
The request was later withdrawn after coming under criticism, but the agency said Thursday it expects to reissue a modified version soon. We are focused on ensuring we get Bibles available in every classroom in our state as quickly as we can, Walters said in a news release. I got a picture of him, you know, wearing the Make America Great Again hat.
Ugh.
Walters announced a purchase in a video. Today, we purchased over 500 Bibles that will be in the AP government classrooms across the state. He held up a copy of the Bible as an example. It appeared to be the Trump-backed God Bless USA edition, which has distinctive brown faux leather cover and an embossed U.S. flag. The Bibles are sold exclusively online, starting at $60 a piece. Oh, you were right on with that.
I do my research.
We have the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. These are foundational documents in our nation's history, he said. Each of these documents also is reprinted in the God Bless USA Bible. I mean, really, it's the only book you really need. I mean, sure. Yeah, that's all you need. As Walters held up the Bible, a coffee mug bearing the Latin phrase that translates into, if you want peace, prepare for war, sat to his right. Oh, yeah. It sounds very much like Pete Hegseth, doesn't he? He has like the tattoos of like the
Crusaders.
Yeah, the Crusades. Oh, the good old days when you could just murder everybody if they didn't believe what you want.
Right.
So Oklahoma, that's your guy. All right, what else do we got? Well, we have some new reporting on this, I believe. And we have some sound.
We do.
So he also put out a video.
He did. He produced he didn't produce a video. He had produced for him a video that he distributed to every single school district in Oklahoma and instructed every single teacher to play in their classrooms, introducing a new department, a new office.
Oh, let's hear it. I can't wait.
Let's hear it. And I'll give the same disclaimer that I've given before for this audio. Don't record in a literal echo chamber. All right, let's listen.
We are excited to announce a new office here in the Oklahoma State Department of Education. That will be the Office of Religious Liberty and Patriotism. For too long in this country, we've seen the radical left attack individuals' religious liberty in our schools. We will not tolerate that in Oklahoma. Your religious liberties will be protected.
Really? Even non-believers?
We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions. We will not tolerate that in any school in Oklahoma. We want our students to be patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join.
You don't have to.
But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear God,
what God,
thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high-quality lives. I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great and
Donald Trump,
they continue
of course,
to love this country. Amen.
I mean, obviously, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump makes America great
again.
Well,
that's why he prayed for Donald Trump.
He prayed for Donald Trump. We have some more sound. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it. So after this, it comes out. And again, you're requiring schools to play this video praying for Trump. And he's not praying for the current president.
No.
Joe Biden, you know.
Or the rest of the government.
No,
not the Oklahoma government.
No.
For Donald Trump.
Apparently, the Bible into lesson plans for students in grades 5 through 12. We have more sound, and what's her name? Pam Brown, I believe, from CNN. And I got to give it to Pam. I thought she did a great job. I have a hard time maintaining my composure with a guy, but she, I think, a good journalist. You know, these conversations sometimes can be tough, and you have to, you got to, can't let them talk over you. You got to address the points one by one. And for real, Pam Brown at CNN did a masterful job holding him to the fire and staying on target. Indoctrination, says Jim from Appleton. Talk about indoctrination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cam mentions 49th in education, not seeing them get the best education anytime soon.
Well, according to our numbers, they're actually 48th.
Oh, 48th. Okay, so they're getting better. It's getting better. And because why? Because Jesus? Listen, you could pull up any of the founding documents. You will never see the word Jesus mentioned. And, you know, the Christians I know, especially the proselytizing ones, did I say
there
it right?
There you go, you got it.
They're all about Jesus. I mean, you can't have a conversation like Jesus, Jesus this, Jesus that, oh, praise Jesus. It's not in any of those founding documents. You know why? Because we're not based on a Christian religion. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Discover exceptional value at Muldoon's Menswear Sale. Start your holiday shopping now with an assorted group of sweaters, 25 to 70% off sports coats, and half price off sports shirts of all sizes, from small to 6X tall, long and short sleeves, 70% off. Find everything you need and save now. Visit us now in store or online at Muldoon's.com or Muldoon's Menswear at 1506 South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your prayers have been answered. We're still going. We're still here. Cam, you know what I'm talking about. The Oklahoma mega Republican, Ryan Walters, the state superintendent of public instruction and a far-right Christian nationalist. We played the video, ordered schools to show a pro-Donald Trump prayer video. He defended his position, found this on the alternet.org, linking back to the CNN interview with the aforementioned journalist, Pamela Brown. I thought you did a great job. Let's hear Ryan Walters and Pamela Brown talking about the Bibles in the Oklahoma public schools.
Absolutely.
Cut one, please.
What authority do you have to mandate schools to show your prayer video where you also pray for President-elect Trump?
Look, I've continued to hear the gaslighting from the left, frankly, even from this network, pushing lies about what's going on across America. President Trump has a clear mandate. He wants prayer back in school. He wants radical leftism out of the classroom, wants our kids to be patriotic, want parents back in charge with school choice. We're enacting upon that agenda here in Oklahoma.
So, no mandate?
No mandate? I didn't hear a mandate.
I didn't hear anything.
I got it. A mandate from God.
Yeah. There you go.
Or Donald Trump.
Or Donald Trump. One and the same.
Prayers in school. No, I don't want prayers in schools. You want to have, if you want to pray, you go pray in your own time. I don't want prayers. I don't want your prayers. I don't want any, there's all sorts of religions.
No, are you against like anyone praying in a school?
Well, if someone wants to do it on their own time, do the thing, I have no problem with that. You want to meditate, you want to pray.
Sure, you got a
but
kid,
I don't
they
want,
got they got a 5 minute break, they can go.
I don't want teachers instructing children on how to pray and what to say. You want that kind of education? You go like I did to a private religious school. Yes, I went to a private religious school.
It didn't stick.
I mean, well, of course, it was a Catholic school, and when I got there, and I didn't go through like the feeder schools, you know, this was in Appleton mm-hmm. Xavier,
one of your old stomping grounds.
My old stomping grounds, you know. And so a lot of my classmates went to like the little smaller Catholic schools around Xavier, and then they all went to Xavier High School, and then some others. You know, then they had the Fox Valley Lutheran; those are our big rivals. You know, the Lutherans versus it was a big thing. But I didn't do that. And I was you know, I come from an Italian background, right? So I was baptized, never confirmed. You know, by that time it was, you know, my parents were, they tried, that never stayed with me. So public school through eighth grade. And when I got to Xavier, and I knew some of the stuff, I'd been to enough churches and weddings and whatnot. And they're telling me, you know, in religion class, because it is a requirement. You know, if you want to learn about religion, go to a private school and take religion class. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even opposed mm-hmm. to a public school talking the history of all religions. That's right. A separate issue because it's there. I don't think it's something you can't avoid. I think it's a toxic upon humanity. But I digress. When I was in the back of the class and they're talking about the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I was like, man, I just got done with Mr. Deneen's math class. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that seems like three to me.
Does.
I mean, is that,
I even counted on my fingers.
I'm just saying. And I, you know, so those kinds of things. I was kind of slowing the class down, I think. And ultimately, the response from the teacher, I believe a sister something, something, was, Dominic, it's a matter of faith. I'm like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Math doesn't matter if you're faithful. And then I got excused. So I no longer was required to attend the religious class. I had to do
Dom,
a study hall.
You can set this one
you
out.
Can, and so I sat with the Buddhists and the Assembly God people who also did not have to go and take
nice.
Those classes.
How did they end up at Xavier?
There was a good education.
Oh,
I don't
sure,
know.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
they,
sure.
It was just what the parents wanted, you know?
All right.
So I got excused. And they start the day off, you know, I remember with homeroom, you'd start the day off with a prayer and all those kinds of things, and that's fine, whatever. But that's not public school. That's private school. And if you want, mm-hmm. you, and I don't want public dollars being used to indoctrinate. One of the reasons I'm so against school choice, quote unquote, is because you're basically, as church attendance has gone down over the decades, so has the revenue. And mm-hmm. so now we have a subsidization. A lot of folks are already sending their children to private Catholic or private religious schools. Well, now they get subsidized. And now
right.
all of a sudden, wow, we got this new revenue stream for these churches.
And that's a huge, huge point to make, is that with these voucher programs, which is what they're talking about when they say school choice, the vast majority of the families who take up those vouchers and use them for the private schools that they send their kids to, those kids were already going to private
already
schools.
There. Already. So here's yep. money. Here's money. Here you go.
Straight out of public schools.
Yep. And in the state of Wisconsin, it's an unmandated, you know, we have two education systems. It cannot continue to do this, but let's not get too far into it. So you want religious education. My opinion is go to a religious school. Public schools are not that. Why? Because in the public, there's all sorts of religions, all mm-hmm. sorts. And even folks like me who don't believe a word of it. I remember one time when I was in junior high,
okay.
I was always aware of the religion thing.
You were aware of
and Miss Belial was in class, and I was being naughty, and I was probably like in fifth grade or something, sixth grade, and I sat there and I said, I can't answer the question, I'm praying right now. And I put my hands together and I was just busting the teacher's chops, because of course I wasn't praying. I was just that kid. I was
yeah.
always that kid. And she just let me be. And eventually I got over it and participated in the class. And because, you know, that's what happens. So I've had, I guess, you know, historical strong feelings about this topic mm-hmm, for a mm-hmm. very long time. And I don't begrudge people's faith. You want to have faith, man, knock yourself out. I always say it, man, whatever gets you through the night. But don't be putting that on me. I don't put mine on you. I think we shouldn't be subsidizing any religious education, period, regardless if it's, you know, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Thor, the mighty god Kram from Conan, or pick any religion that's been here and gone. What, today's religion is tomorrow's mythology? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Pick a ball. I used to play Dungeons & Dragons. I knew about a lot
of
the gods.
I still play Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, see, there's gods in there too, right?
Lots of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever you're into, that's fine. But don't be using our, number one, our tax dollars, and number two, our time outside of the historical context of, I don't know, like how terrible religion has been for humanity. We'll get to more of Ryan Walters from Oklahoma and CNN's Pamela Brown, plus your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Office of Lawyer Regulation has filed a 10-count complaint against former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. The complaint involves Gableman's role investigating allegations of fraud in the 2020 election, a task for which he was hired and later fired by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It accuses Gableman of making false statements, disrupting a court hearing, questioning a judge's integrity, making derogatory remarks about opposing counsel, and violating open records laws. Gableman sat on the Supreme Court from 2008 to 2018. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. Following a change in ownership and renovations, the Rice Lake Speedway was recognized at the Wissota National Awards Banquet. The Speedway was given the 2024 Wissota Award of Excellence in just the first year of new ownership. Executive Director Nikki Cook praised the new Speedway leadership for the significant improvements made to the track and their communication with the organization. Speedway officials say there are still more improvement projects underway, and they expect those projects to be finished by the start of the 2025 season. The city of Eau Claire is considering a reduction in the hours that City Hall is open as officials look to address budget constraints. Currently, City Hall is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, but officials say they've had trouble with fully staffing the building due to budget cuts in recent years. The city is currently asking residents for feedback through an online survey to narrow down what reduced hours would be most beneficial to the community. There will be no changes to the current City Hall hours until at least the new year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozy. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. High only mid-30s. Lingering flurries Wednesday night, staying cloudy and blustery Thursday. Highs low 40s.
Right now it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
right, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. It got you lining up. We will get to you. Some of the texters out there. You keep me going. A 414, pray to Orange Jesus. Guess my Catholic Bible is out. Gotta help us that Republicans grow a spine. Yeah, keep praying. WISS, Jesus will help those Oklahoma kids keep their balls out of the gutter because Jesus can bowl, man. Yeah, that dude can bowl. You gotta love the Big Lebowski quotes. Always welcome here. Thank you, 920. What else we got? Dom, you play the best rockin' music of all the hosts on WMDX. Love it. And you're my, well, I love your show. Everyone else is on Civic Media. Keep up the good work. I guess got to say, on the music, and Jess, you do a big part of this. Thank you. I love the fact. I didn't know when we started working together, you're kind of a headbanger.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't necessarily dress like it or come off as it, but yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So it's not just me, it's also Jess, and she has introduced me to some great music as well. I always love the rock and roll. Keep on rocking. Appreciate it. Let's see. I don't believe God created man. I believe man created God, so saith Len from Madison. Yeah, amen, brother. Catherine from Madison also. Dom, what religion is Trump? Well, if I recall, he said I'm not Christian, right? He said I'm not, literally we have it somewhere. I'll find that sound. I am not Christian or I am not religious. He made the point. He's not. What church does he go to? He doesn't.
Church of Trump.
Maybe everyone can assume it is their religion he espouses. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Just project whatever you want on him. He's a blank slate.
Dom, would you like to start a new charter school where the religion, quote unquote, is critical thinking? Yeah, that's what schools are supposed to be. This is what I'm saying. They're already there. They're called school. We shouldn't have to, like, make a school for critical thinking. They should be teaching that. And apparently you are a D&D goat. We see your callers. Sit tight when I get a couple more of these cuts out. Once again, the Oklahoma dude, the secretary, what is he, the Department of Education in Oklahoma?
He's the state superintendent.
Thank you. The state superintendent of Oklahoma being interviewed by Pamela Brown from CNN. We have a few more cuts.
Yeah.
Talking about the Bible as a historical document for America. Let's hear that cut too, please, Jess.
The Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like it.
I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history, okay? The reality is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history.
Mein Kampf was also a historical document.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of historical documents out there. And some have more a better influence or a worse influence. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing in the Constitution about the Bible or about Jesus.
No. Well,
there's not. Or about Hindu religions or Jewish religions or any or Muslim religion. That's not in there.
No.
For any reason.
Well, many of the founding fathers, they talk sometimes about God, but the language that they use is incredibly vague.
Right. Purposefully.
Right.
These are smart folks that knew not everyone's going to believe the same thing because this is about human beings governing human beings. Self-governance. Yeah. That's what this is about. I do not believe that there is a God going to come down and save you from whatever. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. But I don't think that you should have the influence to teach my kids that in the public school. You want to teach your kids that in the private school? Knock yourself out. You want to talk about the history of religion? You know, we can get that. The Life of David, I think, would be great. We can show some Monty Python in the school. And there's lots of things that we can do to expose the young and malleable minds to religion. But not indoctrinating. How about this? Hey, nobody knows where you came from. Nobody knows where you're going to go when you die. So let's just be good to each other and figure out how to manage our existence together with an appreciation and affection for each other as humans. Can we do that?
I'm on board for that.
Let's just do that. Hence, there is no mention of God or Jesus in the Bible. 855-752-4842. We have some more cuts, but let's not keep our callers waiting. Andrew from Motown, a glorious Lions victory this weekend. Andrew, I got to tell you, I think God made it happen.
Did you hear that Las Vegas is saying that they're putting their money on the Lions to win the Super Bowl?
Come on, baby. Do it, baby. Take that action.
That's extreme. That's ridiculously extreme. Just like teaching church and school. Hey, Dom and Jess, you salivating devils. Good on you. Hey, when I was in grade school, fifth or sixth grade, there was a young lady in the class that refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I got so much spirit from her. It was, oh my God, it was horrible. The school system, what are we going to do about her? How are we going to treat her? Blah, blah, blah. It was the talk of the town.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, they decided just to leave her alone. And my ideal, you know, and I talked to her about it, and it was like, what has my country shown me? What are they, what makes me want to declare my allegiance to them? Give me something, you know? And the idea that in the school system, it was kind of a forced thing.
Mm-hmm.
You would stand up in the morning and pledge allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it goes along with school prayer and everything else. I have recently become fairly devoted, but that's my business.
Right.
My business only. Everybody else, enjoy your life. You know, everybody, just be good to each other and enjoy your life and help others enjoy their lives. Thanks, Devils.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Rock on, Andrew.
Yeah, man. Totally appreciate that. And, of course, the phrase under God added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Indeed. Not our country's motto.
No, by Eisenhower in 1954. I will say the Pledge of Allegiance. I will not say the under God portion of it because I don't believe in that. I don't want it on the money. I don't want it on the walls. I don't want it in the pledges. I don't want it anywhere. And you get the religious and the faith. You get so spoiled, man. You're so spoiled. You got on the money. Oh, I can't take it off the money. Oh, we're going to put the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms.
Whose version
and in the
of the Ten Commandments?
I mean, come on, man. I saw the movie, man. History of the World Part 1, and there were 15, and Moses dropped one of them.
Oy.
Yeah, not oy. Behold, the God Jehovah has given to me these 15.
Oh,
10. 10 commandments for all to obey. I love Mel Brooks. 855-752-4842. A little bit more. Let's send her bouncing around here. But it's all for a purpose. You're just going to have to tithe me 10% and you'll find out when you're dead. Oh, who am I kidding? 20%.
20.
Come on, 10%. That's old school. And that's gross, by the way, not net. I don't care what your deductions are. Gross. Again, back to Oklahoma Superintendent of School, Ryan Walters. Oh, breaking news. While we feel that, as we're discussing Ryan Walters and his efforts to buy all these Trump Bibles and put them all to school and do this thing, another Trump cabinet pick has been announced. The Department of Education will now be led by Linda McMahon of WWE fame and formerly of the Trump administration and I believe SBA. So
Tim was wrong.
So sorry, Ryan Walters, not going to.
I mean, he was auditioning hard.
He totally was, man.
Hard.
Oh, man. So hard. Not going to happen. Keep praying on it. Let's hear a little bit more. Pamela Brown from CNN talking about Ryan Walters and his efforts to put the Bible in the classroom. Why not include other religious texts? Great question. Glad you asked it. Cut three.
If it's important to talk about religious texts and how it weaves into the history of the U.S., then why not also include the Quran? Why not also include the Book of Mormon? Why not also include these other religious texts?
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Everyone who signed that list, everybody suing me, they're the same people that want genderqueer and flamer in the classroom, man. Under the guise
of... That's not necessarily true. You are painting everyone with a broad brush.
I know the litigants in the case. The ACLU sued me on both. Southern Poverty Law Center. The reality is these people want radical gender pornography in the classroom, don't want the Bible.
But they say the Bible has pornography and incest and rape. So what do you say to that?
You think the Bible's on the same plane as gender?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, that's laughable.
Yeah, the Bible has incest and sex in it as well, right?
I mean, you want a book that is full of sex, murder, intrigue, and all the terrible things that humans do? Go to the Bible.
See, but he—that's not it. It's just gender pornography. That's the big problem. But notice he doesn't answer the question.
And not at all.
She has a good point, and I think our friend Cindy Sum Appleton also has a good point. Cindy, you are going to be next. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, when I say the Pledge of Allegiance, I say all nations under their own God, because everybody has a different God. And I just wonder how this is going to affect people who are agnostic and atheists. Are their children going to be forced to have to do this every day? I mean, I can just about imagine all the lawsuits that are going to come forward after this. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And for a lot of people, our history doesn't sit well.
No doubt, Cindy. And thank you for the call. A lot to unpack there. Our history doesn't sit well. Well, it's not so bad for white landowning men, historically speaking, and everybody else, maybe a little less great, if you know what I mean. As far as the atheists, the agnostics, you know, folks like me, you know, how do we react? Of course, it's tougher, and I had moxie as a kid, so it was less challenging for me because F that. But there are folks that do feel the intimidation, do feel the pressure, the peer pressure to say God this and God that. And I think it's not the right place. It's not necessary. Again, historically speaking, sure, you want to talk about all the religions and did the Christian religion play an oversized role in this country? Well, you can't tell by the original texts. You know what I'm saying? You might think that. You might have lots of folks. Oh, why did the pilgrims come here? Yeah, religious fanatics came and killed all the indigenous people. Imagine that. 855-752-4842. Let's hear more from Pamela Brown interviewing Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma superintendent of schools, and his efforts. Cut number 4, I believe.
You're not answering my question about these with other religious texts. If that is your reason, if you were like, I want our students to learn about the founding of this country and the Bible played a big role in that, then why not include other religious texts that also throughout history played a role, such as I pointed out, the Book of Mormon, such as, you know, the Quran?
Sure. Look, in a world history class, you can absolutely talk about those. But let's be clear, in American history, the Bible played a unique role in shaping this history.
The Book of Mormon, that's here, right? I mean, it started here.
That's specifically
that's
American
world history, man. That's here. And what about the indigenous religions that were here? You know, all the people that were murdered and their land stolen? They had religions, some of them. Are you going to teach those too?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. I'm preaching here, brother. I'm proselytizing. I learned a new word.
You missed that one. God damn. You had it for a second.
And that is to
proselytize.
Proselytize.
There you go.
Is to like try to convert people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's to preach with the intent of getting everyone on your side.
How about I just preach and you do what you want, but don't put yours on me. I will put mine on you. And we'll go and figure out that, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. And that sometimes commas are overused in English. 855-752-4842. One last segment with your calls, your texts. Come back with us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Get in the water. I'm going harder. Everyone's talking addicted to gossip, but I can be bothered. The money's irrelevant. The fame isn't part of it. Because life is a test. There's no time to rest. I ain't even started yet.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We will sleep when we're dead, but we got one segment left. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We're going to get to all of them. I believe we have one last cut for the people. Jess, if you would please, once again, Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools of the great state of Oklahoma. He's going to fix their education by sticking Bibles back in the school. Well, maybe they should do something. Cut number five.
Oklahoma is 48th in the country when it comes to education. It's ranked 48th in the country. Your critics say the money that you're spending on the Bible, I'm putting Bibles in every classroom, you've asked for $6 million, should be spent in other ways to better educate the students because they're very worried about where Oklahoma is ranked in the education system. What do you say to that?
We are in the middle of a turnaround here because we are following President Trump's agenda. This is the agenda for the entire country. We have school choice. We have merit pay. We are rejecting this left-wing ideology in the classroom. We are promoting American exceptionalism.
Not 49th, 48th. So they're getting better. Must be God's work. 855-752-4842. It's your work. A couple of texters on there. Callers, be patient. We're getting to you. Just working hard on the board. Len from Madtown. Church and state separate. Yes, Lenny. That's what I'm talking about. Lenny. What else we got here? Uncle Tony from Columbus. Shouldn't the Oklahoma guy mandate the schools use Jefferson's Bible if he wants to use a quote-unquote historical document? He was a founding father after all. And yes, Jefferson wrote a Bible. Uncle Tony, my understanding is he kind of like pulled all the Jesus quotes out of the Bible and made it his own. That's, I didn't read it because, you know, it's a Bible. But sure, as a part of a religious studies, including all religion, including indigenous and worldwide religions. Sure, why not? Because it's not just about American history. It's also the history of the folks that are in the classrooms right now. And not all of them came from this country. 855-752-4842. Let's see. Michelle, West Bend. If they want to teach history of religion, it can be an elective class. That way kids can take the class when they are at an age when they are capable of making the decision for themselves. Michaela, sorry. Michaela, yeah, good point. It could be an elective, not a requirement. But again, I would stress that in the public schools, as a matter of history, you teach all of them. And good luck with that. Because then what's the delineation? Is it Roman gods? Maybe the Greek gods, we stop there.
Hey, I got a degree on that.
But where do you stop? You know what I mean? The Norse gods. I'm a big fan of Thor.
Yeah, I mean, those stories. Ooh, good stories.
Marvel has it all figured out. What else we got? Dom, George Carlin, God loves you and he needs money, says Tom from New Berlin. Yeah, man. God loves you and he needs money. let's see. I was raised Catholic, raised by Catholic parents, and religion really dictated every aspect of my young life, and I hated it. Forcing religion on children from a young age is a perfect way to push them away from any desire to follow religion. Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing about religion is religion. no doubt. The indoctrination. Again, we're talking about public dollars indoctrination. You want to do it at your private school? You want to go to Appleton Xavier like my parents paid out of pocket for me to go to? Knock yourself out. It's a free country. Do it. Instill in your kids what you want if you want religion. I don't want religion in the public schools. We don't have religion in public schools for a reason. I learned, I leaned agnostic after getting out of my parents' house, but my ultra-Catholic mother pushed me to full atheist when she told me God has a plan for everything. Everything happens for a reason. And I was holding my recently born and recently passed son in my hands. Oh, my God. No, I vowed to allow my second-born son to make his own decisions regarding religion if when he decides he wants to. Yeah. I mean, exposure is fine. I mean, there is religion. We can't deny it. I look at all of it as mythology. Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology. You want to teach that? That's fine. There's a cultural thing involved in that. And that's I'm okay with that from a historical perspective. But if you're going to make people pray, and you're going to make people pray to, I don't know, like pray for President Trump, even though he's not the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy days, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, good show, Dom.
Thanks, man.
There has to be a separation of church and state because we're in a free country and nothing should be shoved down your throat. And I would imagine the dude in Oklahoma, he probably voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at Trump, yeah, he's name a commandment he hasn't broken. have a great night, Dom.
Hey, thanks, Wisco. Appreciate you listening, man. 855-752-4842. Running out of time. Steve from Madison, you will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I don't know. I heard the guy say the Bible's a historical document. You can't rewrite history, right? I just wonder, does he think the King James is the original version of the Bible?
Right. Which Bible are you talking about? Thanks for the call, Steve. A couple of texters from the 608. Religion was invented by rich people to keep poor people from killing them. And also John from West Dallas, religion is taught at home. Steady Eddie, not a big fan of the music, but come on, man. We love the music. We're headbangers.
We do.
But we also do like, what do you say, some Bob Dylan, some Paul Simon. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah,
but
sometimes we mix it up.
Yeah, we mix it up. I do like the classic, you know. Hey, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I want to thank Maggie Dawn, a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her out tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. preceding this fine show. Thank you, Jess, for your hard work today. Thank you to all of our callers. Tomorrow, we're going to have our pal, Matt Rothschild. He's going to come in with us as a co-host. We're going to talk all sorts of things. But right now, stick around. Pete Schwabba, The Nightlight, coming up next. Have a good night.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS.